beneficial? I'd have to disagree with you on that issue, because another way to look at it also is you're competing against the private sector for certain properties, which in turn will push the values of properties up, which in turn will have to, the landlords will have to adjust with higher rents to continue to make their payments if they compete against you on the purchases. So I'm kind of at a disagreement with you on thinking purchasing properties for the city is the answer to decreasing homelessness. Adding more inventory is going to be the answer so you don't keep driving up the rents. We need more inventory in the marketplace. And by the way, that's what you know what to do. That's what you're the best at. That's what I want to hear, how many units you're putting out there in the marketplace, not just buying and competing against the private sector, but how many more units you're getting developed. That's why, again, I want to start seeing more talks with people like Homer Williams, Dyke Dames, certain investors from the private sector willing to step up, do homeless campuses, devote a tremendous amount of money, and that's the direction we really need to focus on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Okay. Anyone else? It's on.
Good morning, Commissioners. It's now. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I don't know about 30 pieces of silver, but, well, I know the biblical context, but I don't know if it's applicable to this environment. I do know about $90,600 and about $86,926 and about $78,768. For program managers and program specialists. These aren't new positions, of course. Those are just happen to be included in the 50 pages of PDF that explains this, I think audacious is a neutral term, this audacious undertaking. What we have not heard here is either those salary numbers, and I don't know if those salary numbers are actually gross pay or other actual costs that include benefits and such. So, and that's why I'm not naming names, because, it does raise a question. I saw Mr. Jolin came and presented to the NAACP monthly meeting, and his net, I think he mentioned, is a little bit less than that. But my main point is that what we haven't had here are any metrics. When the 10-year plan for homelessness started way more than 10 years ago, I don't know if it had any metrics in it either. If it didn't, and we don't now, we would be repeating the same mistake. So it's good that we can talk about how many people have been assisted by whichever program, whether it's Mr. Devendorf, George Devendorf running transition projects. And I'm not opposed to fair payment. For example, in that situation, over the last 2 years, we increased the workload of transition projects by making them managed shelters. And I don't know if Mr. Devendorf or his senior staff of seven other directors got compensatory pay increases to handle that increased workload of managing the Multnomah Village shelter or the Peace shelter. They're good people. They may have done it for the same pay and had that money channeled to additional frontline people making less than $15 an hour. But when you start a project, it's great to have a goal of ending homelessness. But when you're going to pay people $78,000 salaries for people who've been on the payroll since 2005, $86,000 salaries for people who've been on the payroll since 2008, it's good to have metrics towards those results as a proportion of the overall picture. And it's very difficult here in Portland because we have a growing population. It's hard to find accurate data about how homeless populations are impacted in areas that are experiencing economic boom. But I hope that the next time that one of these confabs happen, there'll be greater specifics and hopefully some success numbers where we can actually talk about hundreds of people reduced in the number of people sleeping outside and more people in permanent supportive housing that aren't rent burdened. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, any further council questions or discussion before we take action? Let's take a vote, please.
Mayor, I'll be brief. To you, to Chair Kefouri, and to Commissioner Saltzman, congratulations and thank you for bringing this IGA forward, and thank you for all the hard work behind the scenes. To Shannon, to Mark, to Marisa, to Kurt, to Sally and her team, and to all the folks at the table working out the details, thank you for keeping at it and bringing us forward this agreement. There's two voices that are not here today that I want to acknowledge. The first is Deborah's mother. And this is usually the moment in our proceedings where Deborah's mother would come forward and say, I've heard a lot about Resolution A and B, and I've heard a lot about this and that, but I want you to do more, and I want you to remember that it's all in service of people. So let's be clear-eyed today. This is a landmark achievement, but we will be judged on whether we impact positively the lives of people. And the people that we serve are not generally here today. The thousands of people that have a stake in the success of this joint office and what we are doing. And we owe them nothing less than our best effort. So thank you for all of your hard work. And I pledge to do my part to translate this achievement into tangible gains for the people who need our services the most. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues, and I'd also like to thank Chair Kefouri for her unwavering commitment to this joint office and the people it will serve, and to the entire city and county team who worked out this intergovernmental agreement. Always at the risk of calling out particular names, but I do want to recognize, of course, Shannon Callahan in my office for her tireless energy in making this happen, the city attorney's office, Lisa Gramp in particular, at the county, Marisa Madrigal, and Mark Jolin, and Leslie Goodlow in our housing bureau. And I especially want to thank our homeless assistance and resource team, or otherwise known as HART, the HART team. I read yesterday where the new mayor of Rome, Italy, has to deal with one problem, or you know, many problems, but one of the problems is that on any given day, 25% of city employees in Rome don't show up for work. That's a problem. But I guarantee you, this HART team, every one of them, they show up for work every day. Their dedication, their professionalism, and their passion for their work is what's going to make this joint office successful. That combined with the good talent we have at the Multnomah County as well. So I particularly want to recognize people who show up and work hard every day. Sally Erickson, Ryan Dibert, Don Martin, and Jennifer Chang. I look forward to your continued solid contributions to this new office. Aye.
Elvick.
This is the kind of idea that sounds really simple. Why don't we combine city and county efforts on homelessness? But it's the kind of thing that in practice is incredibly difficult and requires enormous commitment from a large number of people. And it is really impressive that the city and county have managed to work together to come to this agreement, and I think it'll be really good for the people of Portland. I also would like to thank briefly Chair Kefouri, Marisa Madrigal, Mark Jolin, Director Krieger, Shannon Callahan, and Commissioner Saltzman. And I think it's hard for folks to realize what this kind of bureaucratic and a organizational change means and how hard it is. But it is incredibly hard. I mean, obviously, I think that Chair Kefouri said that this idea has been kicked around for 30 years, and there's a reason it wasn't accomplished till now, which is that it requires a lot of work. So thank you all very, very much. Aye.
Well, it is appropriate to thank everybody who's worked so hard in this, way above and beyond the call of duty. I was visiting with Chair Kefouri yesterday afternoon on various subjects, including this, and our meeting got done a little late at 10 after 5, and exited from the chair's private office, and everybody else on that floor was still hard at work. And so it was very impressive, the dedication of our public servants here in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County is outstanding. I particularly want to thank Sally Erickson, who has been helping me understand these issues since I was not even elected back in 2005, and I appreciate very much everybody who cares so much and works so hard. I also appreciate the commitment for ongoing expenses, to discuss ongoing expenses for Right to Dream 2. And I appreciate artist Laura's comment that we're actually talking about a shared commitment. I do think that's a better frame than collaboration, because that says that we're both going to work as hard as we can to do it. I also appreciate the clarification that the $15 million and the 2% guaranteed increase will be factored into calculations on the Portland Housing Bureau budget when we come to that. And thank you again, Commissioner Saltzman. I won't, as I said, thank everybody else, but thank you to everybody who's been part of this. It's truly a momentous occasion, and I'm honored to vote aye.
Well, Dan, Deborah, all of you, thank you again. Let me make a couple of contextual comments here at the end. One is that I think it's important to remember that this action is of a piece with our larger effort here on housing and homelessness, and it's also of a piece with what's happening nationally. And first, you know, think back to what we've done together over the last year to show our commitment to this issue. One, we declared a state of emergency. Two, we increased our commitment of tax increment resources to affordable housing, to something that I don't think any other city has done. That is 45% of all remaining TIF funds, some $340 million dedicated to affordable housing projects that are now starting to happen. Again, good work. The Home for Everyone model that has led to this collaboration today, and the budget commitments that the city and the county and the Housing Authority and others have been making. So there's a local effort here that this is consistent with. It's also consistent with the national dialogue, and I want to let you know that my commitment for the remaining 6 months that I'm serving in this office will be to continue to both support that local effort and to continue the national dialogue, because we have a homelessness problem, and I think it's important to remember that so do a lot of other cities, and that's why we gathered the West Coast mayors here back in December to talk among our colleagues about what are they doing, what's working. And in fact, Chair Kefouri and you, Dan, and I flew down and looked at another model of how homelessness can be addressed in San Francisco. That hunger continues on my part of where can we find another good idea, where can we share a best practice, and obviously the veterans challenge that we successfully met together is one example of where cities around the country are trying to do similar good work. So tomorrow I'm going to go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting and be at the Housing and Homelessness Task Force meeting and once again try to find more tools that we could put to work here. But I think that national discussion among cities that are all trying to do this work at a time where the national homelessness challenge is huge is a good idea. So you've got my commitment both to keep this progress, keep this progress going locally, and to keep that constructive dialogue going nationally that I think has served us well. And every now and then we learn something new from some other city, and that's a good thing. So I look forward to continuing in this work together on both of those levels, and I want to commend this good piece of work here today. Thank you all very much. Aye. Thank you.